A podfic of He, Himself, and Him, written by Liger Cat, read by Podfic Fairy 28. Summary: Hines is being stalked by himself. Perry takes care of it. End of summary. Author's beginning notes. Inspired by the other Dimensionator scene in MWCA. Probably makes more sense if you've seen it, but should be followable if you haven't. Though I'd recommend looking it up and watching it anyway if you haven't. End of author's notes, and I agree, look it up if you haven't watched it. Perry the Platypus? How unexpected! And by that I mean completely unexpected. Perry chattered. That was unexpected for him, too. Hines normally in the penthouse, or sometimes the basement, and very rarely out somewhere with an automated trap set up when Perry came to thwart him. Finding him hiding in the hallway, peeking through the slit in the front door like a monster was lurking inside? If his card didn't clearly say he was fearless, the situation would surely cause a hint of fear. Despite his repeated failures to take over the tri-state area, Perry knew his nemesis was still a genius in his own slightly idiotic way. He could create something truly horrific if he thought it would help him in some roundabout plot. I haven't even completed my innator. I was rudely interrupted by some imposter with an other dimension innator. That did not cause Perry's heart to pound. It did not. He was fearless. He wasn't afraid of the possibility of the second dimension's Hines Duvenschmerz breaking out of prison and coming after his boys in an act of revenge, of him possibly having already grabbed them between the time Perry left home and got here, and now waiting at Hines' penthouse to brag about it before attacking them. His eyes were most definitely not white and his skin not pale underneath his fur, as worst-case scenarios flashed before his eyes. Perry darted past Hines, hearing the rambling about building an other Dimensionator himself, a plan Perry would have to cut off at the later, and slamming the door open. Dr. Hines Doofenshmirtz! Oh, Dr. Hines Doofenshmirtz! Why are you hiding? There were a few grunts as the floating portal between dimensions moved a few feet. A head poked through it, looking around. Perry breathed a sigh of pure relief. Crossing his arms, he gave a sharp chatter at the alternate. Is there a platypus in there? Now that the not fear had passed, it was obvious the voice was slightly different from both his Hines's and the evil ex-dictator's one. He turned in Perry's direction, eyes shooting wide behind a pair of glasses as a hand came through to point. Perry the Platypus! Perry rolled his eyes at that, being consistent. I'm not doing anything evil. His arms gestured a bit more dramatically than Hines's. I just want to talk to him. Dr. Doofenshmirtz paused, raising a hand to his chin. His glasses were gone, but Perry was too used to randomly appearing and disappearing objects to question it. Maybe compare our ideas to take over our tri-state areas? You know what they say, two heads are better than one. Previous experience made Perry think that saying didn't apply very well when it came to Hines. And we are the same person. Basically, we must have things in common. We could be best friends if he'd just talk to me. Nope, that was bringing back too many bad memories. Storming over to the portal, Perry growled and signed for Dr. Doofenshmirtz to shut down the portal. He ended the signing with a raised fist that had the man backing up. Well, sheesh, fine, I was only trying to be friendly. He vanished from view. Norm, shut down the portal. Sure thing, Dad. Norm, I have told. The portal shrunk away into nothingness, taking the rest of the sentence with it. Perry rubbed his face, letting his shoulders fall for a moment. He felt drained, and he still had to fight his Hines. Giving a tired chatter, he straightened back up. No rest for Alka agents. Ah, Perry the Platypus. He turned to his true nemesis once he was sure none of his weariness was showing. Thank you for handling that. Hines rubbed the back of his neck. Perry absently noticed that the other Dr. Doofenshmirtz had longer hair. Maybe we could just skip the whole evil scheme today. El Matador D'Amor is coming on in a few minutes. The last episode was a musical taking place in a similar but separate dimension, and the second half is airing tonight. Perry smiled as Hines continued to talk, recognizing the invitation for what it was. Maybe there was some rest for him after all. The end.